Out of our mini A League, there's Nick and me, and Nat's here as well, and the cat. That makes four people.
Two cats is, yeah, is one person.
Look, we invited guests. Guests couldn't come. I don't know what to say.
You're stuck with us.
Yeah, we're just gonna. We thought we'd do it because we're away for so long. We are also watching the Victory versus, I'm gonna say Shanghai Sipig, SIPG. Do they call it Sipig or just SIPG?
I'm going to say not Sipig.
Yeah, oh, that was just something I made up. Those are two likely people walking down there. Look at them, Nick. They both look like fine, upstanding human beings.
Old hands, buddy. Calm down.
I saw a dude just sitting in the bushes over there when I drove up.
Yeah?
Talking to himself, I think.
That or the tree sprite?
Yeah, probably. But it definitely looked interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you watched any movies, done anything like that? No.
Been soccering.
Yeah.
Foosballing.
My son decided to hurt himself reasonably badly on Monday night. So, like, he didn't sleep Monday night. So, I had Tuesday off because he was...
What did he do?
I just, like, scraped his leg coming down our retaining wall. I don't know why he was on our retaining wall. I was
not... Are you babying him?
I wasn't parenting. No, yeah, yeah. I'll show you. Hang on. They won't see it, but you will.
You ignored him and he was outside hurting himself?
Pretty much.
And then you got the day off after it? Oh, come on.
That's pretty bad. He didn't sleep. That was the problem. Okay. On the thigh. He didn't sleep because part of it was like he did fall asleep, but then like it was weeping a bit, so it got stuck on some things.
But...
And he didn't sleep the whole night and I didn't sleep and I got a day off. So what the fuck do you want? Day off. It was awesome.
Great shot.
Whoa. Did that go in? Side knitting. So I watched two movies.
Yeah, what did you watch?
I watched that Sicario. It's got Emily Blunt, Josh Brolin, and Benicio Del Toro in it.
Huh.
It's about like Mexican drug cartels and stuff.
Yeah. Chicario or something?
Chicharito. I don't think so. Don't be that racist.
Chiquitos.
Yes, no, it's... Nah, it's like... actually, I'm not going to go into the story, but no. I would say watch it, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome.
Independent or...?
No. Like, it's a pretty big film. Like, yeah. Emily Blunt's, like, an FBI thing.
After, agent. I think they're called agent.
Yes, after... Well, I'm not sure if she's in the FBI. I think she is. After...
She's in an agency.
Like, Mexican drug people, cartel people on this side... Then meets Josh Brolin and gets invited to take part in a sort of other activities because he might have been part of a different agency.
Roger.
But they're doing fairly suspect shit.
Oh, like CIA Contra sort of.
Very similar sort of stuff, but it's very interesting. Well made, well written, well directed. Like, it's a good fucking film. It's one of the better films I've seen recently,
okay,
to be honest. I mean, it's not, look, it's not Citizen Kane, but it's pretty fucking good. And then I watched Public Enemies with Johnny Depp, that older movie.
I haven't seen that.
Really disappointing.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem is I wanted to see it and it looked like it would be good. And then I kind of was like,
Dude, Christian Bale, Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Gangsters.
Gangsters, fucking Dillinger. You expect it to be amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people shooting off Thompsons and BARs. And
it was when Depp was sort of... could name his movie and...
Yeah. And it was just...
No?
Nah. Like, I mean, watch it if you're bored, but it's...
Is it kind of like Road to Perdition?
Like, not as good as that.
Not even... Because that's kind of like... It should have been awesome. And it was okay.
Yeah, this is... Like, so he meets this woman, essentially tells her straight away that he's John Dillinger and that he robs banks. And
as you do.
Yeah. And it's basically like, I do what I want.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and she's like, oh, I've always wanted adventure. And he's like, well, come on, baby. And then that's
the depression, mate. That's what they're up to.
Yeah. But the thing is it's like she then, like, it's never really explained why that outside of that. Why
she was keen for that.
Well, why she put up with so much shit.
Does Vuka get a save there?
Oh, I don't know. It would have been close. Is that Elkson guy? He scored fucking heaps. That Elkson motherfucker. What was I going to say? Yeah, and then there's other stuff. Like, it jumps from one thing to another. Like, it's seriously like maybe 45 minutes into the movie before Christian Bale even rocks up. And he's like a FBI agent. And then, like, he's barely in it. And when he is, it's just like...
Was he an FBI agent?
Huh? Yeah, he's an FBI agent in it.
When was the FBI formed?
What's that?
When was the FBI formed?
Around that time-ish. So or earlier.
Hoover.
Yeah, it was Hoover. So Hoover's in it. Like, someone plays Hoover.
Roger.
And he's, like, names this guy as Purvis, the guy who goes after Dillinger and everything. But it's seriously, like, he's barely in it, and it makes no sense as to why he's got so much of a... They do sort of explain why he's got a boner to get Dillinger, but not really. Like, he's just some... It's like you're watching the actual bits they've cut out of the actual movie rather than the movie itself.
All the bits that need explaining.
Yeah, it's really weird. But, you know, it killed time. So you've done nothing other than footballing?
Not really. I've been riding my bike.
Oh, you're so... why are you being fit? Why do you want to live longer than other people, Nick? Why do you want to live to a normal age? Why don't you be like me and die in your 50s?
I'm planning on going out early. Nah, just 14 Ks to work. It seems like a good way to get woken up in the morning.
Yes. Well, you wait.
To what?
Well, something's going to happen in your life fairly soon. Nah. And I don't think that's going to... Yeah. The other thing that might happen in your... Have you applied for anything recently? It's not as fun when there aren't any other people to laugh at you.
Well, any of your countrymen to rag on the fire.
Exactly. There's only me. And my people like ganging up on us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Minorities, generally.
Strength in numbers, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Might as well go through...
Straight into the football? Yeah. Did we ask about questions this week? We really didn't.
Did, like, an hour ago, though.
Oh, okay.
And we've got a couple already from just during the week, people being very...
Yeah, proactive. Nice
and forward. I'm surprised Liam couldn't get here, because the first game is Melbourne versus... Oh, we didn't discuss why they're not here.
Yeah, Andy's doing...
Do something. You know what it is?
He's emceeing something. He's
getting... No, that was a quiz night.
No, he's doing another one.
Oh, is he?
He's doing something with actual professionals. He's becoming
famous or...
Nah.
Hireable?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think the price he charges is probably a big part of that equation.
Yeah, the zero amount. Yeah, the fact that he's free.
Yeah.
So if you need him to MC anything, including bar mitzvahs, birthdays, weddings...
Funerals?
Would you trust him with a funeral?
Funerals people you don't like very much.
Yeah, that's probably closer to the fact. He's available. And Liam, he actually works.
Working.
And has a baby.
So. Yeah, commas.
Yeah, exactly. Working.
At 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We call bullshit, Liam.
On himself.
It's okay if you don't like us. Just say it.
18,924 went and saw Melbourne lose 0-1 to Adelaide United.
To be fair, they got 93 minutes of Melbourne not losing.
Yeah, well, I thought Adelaide did all right.
Nah.
I thought they did all right.
Nah.
They did okay. Melbourne definitely, I mean, look, it's always interesting to see Adelaide down in a possession count, and I think Melbourne were well ahead of them in the first half, or at least in the first some of the half, because I saw that stat while I was watching it. But, you know, Adelaide had their moments, and they come away winners. So, you know. Do you think there's anything in the fact that they were playing the ACL this week?
This game on, things like that? No, I don't think so. I think they went out to win that.
Finkler feeling a little bit begrudged.
Miffed, and there's murmurings around Barbarousis. Obviously, Finkler's not named in the team, and neither is Kalfala.
Yeah.
Who played quite well, actually.
Yeah, but isn't Barbarousis...
Not confirmed.
Oh, it's not confirmed yet?
No, not confirmed.
When we get to the Wellington thing, we will talk about more about other confirms.
Yeah, some big firming.
So, I mean, there was... We won't talk
too much. Oh, there was the Chinese renter crowd. Everyone's got brand new shirts on as well.
Oh, that's pretty good. Kamau It's down here that Kamau scored a goal, but I've had seen it elsewhere as an own goal, so who knows what happened there.
Yeah, oh, big deflection.
But it's nice for him to get something, like, you know, he's doing quite well for himself.
Depends on what the FFA stat it as, but that would have been his first goal if it's counted for him.
Yeah, Goodwin was looking a little worse for wear.
Great refereeing there, though.
Oh, to let it go, fuck yeah.
And he, weirdly though, he plays advantage.
Oh.
And then claims to have not seen the late challenge.
Yeah.
So what are you playing advantage for?
Well, Georgievski's gotten away with it anyway.
Georgievski got away with it. But he plays advantage where Goodwin clearly trips. Like, Goodwin goes down under not much pressure. It's more of him stumbling. I thought he waves on the late challenge to the head.
Yeah.
Which he then turns around and says, oh, actually, didn't see anything.
I didn't see, because it went forward so much, I didn't know. Actually, my son decided to crack it just at that moment, so I missed the goal in the first instance come round. But I did see him walking off with people holding him, and I thought, you looked at him and it wasn't just your usual, I've been hit in the head, I feel a little bad. It was like, I'm Mr. Droopy Pants with no colour in my face
whatsoever. He was on another planet.
Yeah. I did hear he stayed in the hospital that night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have been surprised. I mean, it was knees, sliding in with his knee, I think,
into his temple.
And I've been involved in those challenges before and seen the results.
Do people get CTs for that?
Oh, you'd
do one just to check for blood clots and shit? Always been
I think they can sort of
gauge whether or not you're going to be in trouble.
Well, skull fractures and things like that can be diagnosed by
feeling the head.
Giving them a bit of a noggin squeeze.
Does this hurt?
But I mean, they'll have so much insurance on them. I'm sure they did boatloads of tests.
Everything. What was I going to say? There was a couple of calls for handballs off of Adelaide, but I think that both of
ball
those
to hand?
Calls,
the one that I saw was, I was okay with.
Yeah. Anyway, so Melbourne keeps losing, Adelaide keeps winning. The world is strange.
The table was reversing.
Yeah, very strange. The next game, which you possibly don't want to talk about
not really
as much, 7,120, which is, that's a very positive figure for the amount of people that seem
bald
to
face
be there.
Lie.
There
was no one in the first
unless, game. Unless there was literally 7,000 people on the way that the cameras were pointing away from. Newcastle won 3-2 against Wellington Phoenix. There was a Durante. Watson scored in the 22nd.
Yep.
Durante scored a cracker in the 27th. That was one of the funniest own goals I've seen in a while. Watson scored again
really
in the 37th.
I don't really understand the mechanics of it either.
No, it's kind of weird. It sort of. Did it hit someone else and hit him?
I think it hits
Durante.
It
hit him. Yeah,
then,
and then just bobbles in.
And no, but then it goes in with quite a lot of force. I think it almost goes Durante, Moss, Durante in.
That's what I thought, but then when I watched it again, it did just look like it hit Durante.
Maybe it was the way it travelled in front of Moss or something. I don't know.
But Nordstrand scored in the 53rd and Nordstrand scored in the 73rd. So he's got a couple of goals. It's good for him.
Watson's got two as well.
Yeah, and then Watson gets himself sent off.
And then he goes for an early shout.
That's the first two goals he scored. In fact, that's the first goals he scored in the A-League.
It is.
So what the fuck? Wellington, you guys can't seem to
beat Newcastle?
Do things.
We've lost three times to Newcastle this year.
Yeah. It's fucking insanity.
It's rubbish.
But it's
you can't make the top six playing like losing like that to Newcastle.
No. And I suppose you would take some heart in the fact that you're actually scoring goals from elsewhere as well.
No, he's out this week.
Yeah, well, and you don't need that at the moment.
We absolutely need him in there. I mean, having two strikers has made a big difference for us in the last 2 weeks. We've scored a shit ton of goals.
Yeah, but you conceded a fair few as well.
No, conceded four and scored seven.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're like the Brazil of the A-League, except for they're not anything like that anymore.
Hamish Watson's kind of our Fred.
Yeah, Fridgie. Isn't that how they pronounce it?
Fridgie?
Yeah. Who scored last week that we were all fapping about?
Blake Power.
Oh, Blake Power. What happened to him?
He didn't score any goals.
Yeah.
He looked a little bit off the pace, to be honest.
Well, that's a shame. Do we want to go on to the next game, or do you want to discuss that further?
There you go.
Yeah, because Newcastle. I don't think it was that Newcastle were heaps better. Although I thought that Nordstrom's
second goal? First goal. The curled one.
I thought both were very well taken. He is obviously.
It's good quality.
If he stays.
Leonardo's a little bit of a...
He's not that great.
No, but he's just also a bit of a dick.
Yeah, he's been fucking injured for so long.
But he just whinges, like, gets dragged. And yeah. He's not a 90-minute player, I don't think, at this stage. He looks like he's tiring, and he gets dragged, and he has a little sookie.
I don't honestly think he's ever going to be a 90-minute player. I don't think he's been a 90-minute player for a very long time. He only played, like, 16 games for 1860 in a whole season. I think it was even less than that. No, it was, like, 8 for a whole season, which either means he was a very, very fringe player, which is strange, because you don't sign a very, very fringe 34-year-old. Brazilian, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he just got injured a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But his cutting in and scoring goal was...
He's a good player on the ball, but he just doesn't have the legs.
Although I thought... I mean, this Nordstrom, but I thought...
He's old as fuck as well, right?
He's not that bad. Like,
no?
He'd be in his 30s, but I don't know. I didn't think he was that bad, but...
I mean, I'm old as fuck.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I figured out that's my birthday next week, so... Yeah, I'm like...
What, with like a maths equation? Or
No, somebody just reminded me today. I forgot.
the angle of your shadow?
Once you hit 30, you try and forget that birthdays are coming. So,
yeah.
But no, it was like bloody... Yeah, I thought he did quite well. Although Wellington's defence for that goal was pretty...
Yeah, rubbish. Terrible.
Defence
for that own goal as well.
Yeah, I know. Sydney then played Western Sydney Wanderers, which was in front of 40,382, which is great Sydney's crowd. Best. It's a brilliant crowd. To see them...
And well-behaved crowd.
Yes, exactly. No flares.
You kind of thought that maybe with all the media hoo-ha around it, that someone would just do it just for the...
Shove it up him. Yeah.
Did you see Shove that? It up him?
Yeah.
Is that an idiot?
Yeah, exactly. They don't like it up him. That's a Dad's Army callback. You probably would have never seen Dad's Army.
No, because...
Before your time.
The shadow of the sun. The shadow from the sun is not quite grown as long as yours is.
Yeah, exactly. What was the thing I was going to say, though, about that as well? Oh, did you see the Channel 7 report from Perth? About the two old biddies on Today Tonight complaining about, or Channel 7 News complaining about, like, the soccer ground at the end of the road. Next to them. Or the balls keep hitting and they play soccer all the time. And it was, like, hilarious. It was fucking the best thing I've seen in ages.
Didn't see it.
It was a full anti-soccer piece just about essentially two old women just having a whinge.
Was it NIB Stadium or was it
park? It's just literally like an amateur's field. And it happens to be like, it's an oval next to the thing. And they're like, I used to play on one down that day. Now they seem to play every day of the week. And the balls are like hitting their house, supposedly, if the shots are bad and all this other shit.
We used to get in trouble. We used to play backyard cricket against the fence.
Yeah.
And our neighbour would get pissy. Pretty fucked off.
Really? Why? Because the bounce, the constant banging. Yeah,
ball. Because automatic wicketkeeper behind.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the fence is sort of default.
That would be fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Well. I've told my story about my granddad with the dog next door, haven't I?
Start us off on that one.
So, stop you. My granddad was a shift worker.
Yep, sure.
For ICI, so he used to sleep during the day, obviously. And bloody, this dog used to jump up against the fence constantly, barking and shit, like the neighbor got a dog, and used to keep him awake. So, it would be bouncing, and I don't know if you've ever done night shift in your life, but I have, and you do become...
What were you a night shift worker
at? Petrol station.
Oh, okay.
You do become quite weird,
yeah.
And you do, if your sleep is interrupted during the day, you get...
Kind of zombie-ish?
You get, like, Fight Club is a fairly good representation of the lack of sleep and the thing that happens to you, like, you become a bizarre person.
So you stay.
So what happened was, essentially, I haven't heard the full story or the exact story. I've been told two different versions, but the one I like is that he went and got a penny banger, which is used to be a quite large piece of firework. Like,
sure.
Well, not that large. It's like
okay.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Which?
Your granddad.
No.
Continue.
So, and then
nothing can incriminate you.
Yeah, the dog jumped up. Like, he went out the back and went, oi, and hit the fence. So the dog went and jumped up against the fence. His head came up and he went, bark. And as his mouth opened, granddad jumped a firecracker in his mouth. Dog didn't do it anymore.
Probably because he couldn't move his mouth.
No, it fell out straight away. I just scared the shit out of it. But yeah, that's what happens if you like go a bit weird in the head.
So what was the other story?
Hit him with a shovel. But I kind of believe that one because of the other story from my side of the family on that side where that dude, my granddad, hit a bloke with a shovel over a pig. So, yeah. So I kind of tend to believe that one much more. Or neither happened.
It's a running thing.
It's my family.
Watch out when you're digging retaining walls.
Yeah, exactly. Or if I have firecrackers yeah. or try and get you to bark.
I'm not going to camper with you.
No. But then, you know. There's other reasons why you should never go to Canberra as well. Dario Vidic, well, you'd never be allowed. Oh, no, you would be. I suppose it's still free movement, isn't it? Dario Vidic scored in the 13th.
It's dangerous to hit there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, fucking Jesus. With the don't ever backpack. That's all I'm saying. Don't backpack in Australia if you're not from here. Don't. Because we've learnt not to. Everybody else in the world shouldn't. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, come here, fine. Drive yourself around. Don't make any friends. Don't talk to anybody anywhere other than, no, not even police. Just don't talk to people.
And look, I might offend some people here.
Yeah.
But handlebar moustaches are a sign that a person is a dangerous, dangerous human.
Yeah. Actually, if you want to come, if you want to see a really good documentary about Australia and backpackers, watch Wolf Creek. That's probably the closest.
You know, there's
they reckon it might be a thing?
Yeah.
They really? I hadn't heard that. But that would make fucking complete sense. Do you think that guy will survive till trial?
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's a pity.
I'll show you a photo later.
Oh, I don't know if I want to. Dario Vidic scored in that. We went on quite off track there. Dario Vidic scored in the 13th minute. Good header.
Because this game was fucking dull. Yeah, like, it started off with a hiss and a roar.
Yeah.
And then it got to halftime and it was like they went into the sheds and Grandma walked over to Popovich and said, yeah, I'm okay with the draw.
That's a brilliant dive.
And Popovich said, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, well, Dario Vidic, as I saw on our personal messagey out of our A-League thing, that Dario Vidic scored in the 13th minute and got himself another contract for next year.
Absolutely.
It was a good header.
Fuck, it was a cracking header. Yeah. And he almost backed it up as well.
Yeah.
He was playing quite well.
Scotty Jamieson scored an own goal in the 36th, so that pretty much just evened it up, really. I think we need to leave the most time for the last two games because they were silly, really, so, I think.
Well, I just want to build up my weekend here.
Yeah.
So I watched...
I'm going to go get a beer, so you do that.
Yeah, I watched Melbourne versus Adelaide on Friday.
Yeah.
And that game sucked.
Yeah, it did.
Then I watched Wellington versus Newcastle.
Yes.
And my weekend got slightly better. And then it got worse.
Yes.
And then it got better.
Yes.
And then it got worse.
Yes.
And then it got really fucking shit.
Yes.
And then I watched the Sydney Derby.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this game's pretty exciting. It's going quite well.
Fuck, you watch a lot of football.
Halftime comes around and I said, well, fuck this, I'm not watching anymore.
Yeah.
And turned off the TV at the end. And then this happened.
Bad choice.
Really bad choice.
See, what happened with me is I got really fucked up on Friday, so I watched the Adelaide Victory game, but man, it was a bit hazy.
So when you say your child was playing up, what you mean is you're in the
toilet vomiting? That was on Monday night. That's a different time. I was sober at that
point. No. You said you missed the goal because the kid was fucking cracking the shits.
Oh, no, yeah, he was cracking the shits. Well, didn't hurt himself then. He was just,
I didn't say that. So
he's cracking the shits as he... I wasn't that pissed at that point. I waited until he was fucking finished, but...
Oh, goal hit, surely.
Oh, good block. Did that guy ask for a handball? Considering he hit him in the feet.
Nah,
and I didn't watch anything on Saturday because I was at in the city. And that's got to stay on, dick. Marisha?
No. Goal.
Who scored that? Done.
Mook?
Ingham. No shit. Ingham's chickens.
Nice.
Oh, he kissed his.
Good goal.
I hope he has something to do with his family on his arm because I think he just kissed his muscles. It's disturbing.
Please make that your new goal celebration.
What? Me kissing my muscles?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I was thinking of doing?
It'd take you so fucking long to find them.
You know what I was thinking of doing? Lifting up my shirt and licking my own nipple. How much would that freak fucking people out?
Mandated.
Oh, that'd be so fucking cool.
It has to be your goal scoring celebration. Yeah, he was on.
Oh, yeah, he's
both
definitely on.
Both made good runs.
It's a good goal.
Yeah.
But terrible defending. Was that Borussia coming in on the inside?
Barisha starts in the middle and then clears the space by pushing a bloke out of the way.
It works. So Perth played Brisbane in front of 12,156, which is quite big for Perth.
Well, they're on a bit of a roll.
Thing. They won 6-3, so they're in a big, bigger role. So Andy Carroll scored in the 5th. Then Jamie McLaren scored in the 17th. Dimi Petratos scored a penalty in the 28th. Chris Harold scored in the 32nd. Jaden North scored in the 36th. Marinkovic scored in the 38th. Shane Lowry scored in the 41st. That was all before half time.
Yeah.
Then and Diego Castro got a penalty in the 49th and Richie Garcia in the 86th. Top it off for 6-3. That is a lot of goals. Because no one
scored enough goals in the, exactly. The 40 minutes in between.
Yeah. Look, I know Thwaite has left Perth, and so there's a bit of money there, and there's a bit of money elsewhere, but...
That team is dodgy again, isn't it?
It feels... Look,
especially considering the players that are coming in next year?
Yeah, this is all allegedly, obviously. We're not saying that this is definite. We're not slandering anybody or the club or anything like that. There are a lot of people that were there before that are there again, and there are a lot of people who are on, you would expect to be the same amount of money as people actually, who I have think left.
Keo has been quite forthright about saying that he was looking to come back to Perth, and he was going to do whatever
it took. I reckon he would have taken a pay cut for sure, easily.
To get there. Because
Shane Lowry surely
quite likes living in Australia.
Yeah, oh, well... Why wouldn't you? Particularly in Perth, it's full of palms and it's warm and I don't know, whatever the hell else. Yeah.
Sam.
Being incredibly white.
I thought you said ping.
No. being incredibly white. More Wolf Creek references. mining, I don't know.
Great big holes to go bury yourself in.
Yeah, exactly. But Shane Lowry would be on a decent coin.
Have to be.
You would imagine.
Have to be.
You would definitely imagine. And I mean, you look at the, and you know, that Castro is supposed to be Marque.
That's outside the cap, so you can ignore that.
The two Hungarians, I mean, would they be getting paid much?
It's interesting, right? Like, yeah.
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
You're paid in Australian dollars, so...
Marinkovic would be doing all right.
Yeah. And he is doing all right. That free kick was cracker.
Yeah, the motherfucker can take a free kick. What's going on with Brisbane? 6 goals. That's terrible. Is it falling apart?
John Aloisi's going on.
Has Ross taken a break?
He's lost the reins. And John's actually doing stuff around the club now.
Is it one of those situations with families where it's like John's been giving Ross heaps of shit and Ross just goes, right, you know what? Fuck it. You can do it and see what happens.
I told you so.
Yeah, exactly.
I told you about that.
Yeah.
That training session that I saw him running on telly the other day. And he was just kind of like, got the boys playing football.
Mm.
They know what to do.
Who's this, John?
John. It's not really your job. Like, yeah.
Well, they do say, though, that there are those managers who are like...
quite hands-off.
Yeah, they're like, these are professional footballers. They know how to play. I'll set up like a tactical situation, then they just have to sort of deal it. And I'll be like a man manager who just pumps them up or whatever.
Yeah.
But that doesn't even seem to be happening.
No.
Really. So...
I think he just pulls out a video every game and just says, remember that penalty?
Yeah.
That was me!
Yeah. Look, this is 06. Yeah, Timmy had scored 2, but I needed to put the icing on the cake. That's fucking pressure right there. Melbourne City beat Central Coast 4-1. Everybody predicted that.
Everyone expected that.
7,535. Mitch Austin scored in the 34th. He's very fast, Mitch Austin. Hutchie,
where'd that come from, mate? That's...
terrible.
Great football. I didn't see it. Great one-touch football.
Mitch Austin scored in the 34th. From a 50-year-old. Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Ready? Where? There you go. And then turn around and do your shit ball.
Yeah.
Boom. One. Boom. On the bike. Thank you. Nice. No.
Knows how to play. Mitch Austin scored in the 34th. He's very quick, but he is just very quick, I think. Paddy Kisnorbo in the 48th. Aaron Moy with a penalty in the 66th. Garuccio in the 69th. Fabio Ferreira got himself sent off for a second yellow in the 85th. And then Aaron Moy in the 90th with a fucking cracker of a free kick.
Mm.
Flat track bullies.
Hard to.
It's hard to say anything else. But then
at the same time, half the league able to be bullied by them. Like,
yeah, and people.
When
the A League's fucking weird this year. It's fucking weird. It really is. Anybody can beat anybody, and nobody's that good.
No,
you know.
Well, no, it's everyone that good. Would a team from last year be competitive? Would a team from 5 years ago be competitive? Probably not.
What, a team from last year against this lot?
Yeah. So Wellington are essentially a team from last year.
Melbourne.
Non-competitive.
Melbourne from last year would
Melbourne paste the most, victory.
Yeah, would paste everybody in this competition. I reckon. Pretty close.
So Milligan over Ginger?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. What, yeah, Bozanic?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, definitely. Do you want to talk about it anymore?
Well, there's another thing. In that game, obviously, Stormrue.
Yeah, fucked himself up pretty badly.
In a fairly innocuous...
Go-go gadget leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was...
in a good way.
Straight to hospital.
Yeah, he's fucked it, really, hasn't he, as well? Yeah. It's like ligaments as well. Yeah,
ACL damage and dislocated the shoulder at the same time.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So that will probably be a fairly long road back to
health. He was not fucking around. He really did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long road back to full health if you ever get there. And then the confidence to be able to get back out there again after an injury like that can often be hard to get.
Yeah. Was Navio playing?
No.
Do we want to discuss that?
Not until...
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
We have some clarification.
Yeah, I think everybody knows what we're talking about. I don't think
Navio wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Because of something that he did.
Reasons.
Or didn't do.
I'll go to the questions.
Alleged to have done.
Yeah. Matt Martin got him the first question.
Just quickly.
6 days ago.
Should we just quickly say something about
6 days ago.
Wellington?
6 days ago, yes.
Because that's happened.
Yeah. Well, what is it? Is it 3-3-5?
4-4-3.
4-3-3. Yeah, so 10-year license.
Sort of.
But based off a 4-year license, a 3-year license, a 3-year license.
Yeah, so so the deal is now a 4-year license with some metrics surrounding it. I don't like the word, but we'll use it. but the other side of that is that if they achieve those results that they've targeted, the FFA and Wellington have agreed to, if they achieve them, it's an automatic extension.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Whereas previously what had been on offer was a 4-3-3 deal where they would have to achieve those targets and then that would be reviewed at those periods. So now the ball is truly in Wellington's court. Like they can go out there and they can... hopefully achieve those targets.
You would hope the targets are achievable.
Well, yeah, and they are certainly saying that they're achievable. At the press conference, they talked that they were things that they were already looking to do and that they were sort of internal targets that they had already. Of course, you're going to fucking say that. You're not going to say, we've been shortchanged here. But I think that they've at least got that foundation that they can go out from this now and
For sure. Well,
and
I
shoot
mean,
for them.
4 years is a reasonably long time.
4 years is a good length of time to put some cash in the club. There'll be partners around Wellington and around New Zealand that are happy to put some cash in as well now that that's in play. So I think the Wellington City Council came on board to sort of sort some things out. I have no idea what's actually going on behind the scenes, but I would imagine that Wellington Stadium, the regional stadium, has been involved as part of sort of the council's thing. Well, I mean, Wellington are their main tenant in the summertime. If they don't have them.
I was about to say. Do they have anybody else there?
No. Nah. So, cricket Wellington play at the Basin. New Zealand cricket have been playing at the Basin. The rugby goes in winter. But even then, they're only a shortened competition as well, really.
Well, that's one of those things, really, isn't it? Where, Archie got slapped in the face. Didn't like that.
Stings. Didn't like that at all. Like an injection.
They, to be honest, fucking Shanghai, considering the amount of money that they've spent, don't look Fantastic. Good.
It's the same...
The exact same thing as the Shandong thing, which is that, like, they've...
Got some great players.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of filler.
Yeah.
But the A-League was like that for one. That's a foul throw. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but nobody fucking calls foul throws. That is one thing that I would really like to see changed. Like, if we're not going to call foul throws anymore, should we just get rid of away
it.
With it?
I think they kind of have got rid of it a little bit, but I don't like that either.
Just not in the name. All right. 6 days ago, Matt Martin said it's a question. That's fucking it.
Oh, dedication. Sorry, no, I haven't finished.
Fuck. Yeah. Go.
So on the you're back
only
of
hurting,
that.
You're only hurting Matt here.
Sorry, Matt. On the back of the Wellington license extension as well.
Yes.
Obviously, Merrick in the press conference was talking about how he is now keen to go out there and make some signings to sign some players that are currently in the squad.
What you mean, people that they'll actually sign and then like hold on to, as opposed to sign and then not actually sign? Like certain people in Birmingham.
Let's not talk about that. It pains me.
It pained me too. It's you know, I mean, look, dude, my club almost tried to sign a fictional DJ, but you know, that's still pretty funny. About this. Yes.
No, we're talking about making signings. They're talking about going to the market and looking at a striker.
Mm.
They obviously need to shore up the talent they've got at the club, and then people like Oscar, who are around the league that they can potentially bring back and make a real difference next year. On the back of that, they announced that Andrew Durante signed a 2-year deal today.
Well, they could. Oh dear, Andrew Durante, no shit.
Yep.
Well, I mean, look, you know,
so that'll take him through to 10 years at the Phoenix.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So playing his 200th game this weekend.
Does he get life membership after 10 years? Like we do?
Oh, surely.
But the thing
is, grog.
What's that?
Bottle of grog.
Yeah, free booze. But I was just about to say, what it does give you, and it's obviously laid out, is that there is a lot more positivity, and there's obviously they're obviously waiting to nobody was going to put money in to the club until it was signed off.
Yeah. So now that's and they're happened, willing now. Yeah. Now that's happened. We hopefully can go out into the commercial space and negotiate quite well, and we can go out into the player space and negotiate well. And
other than Barbarossa's, who I reckon you've probably got,
I'd say it's pretty close.
It's 99% done.
But at the same time,
what else do you need, really?
Well, Barbarossa's isn't a striker.
No, so you do need.
So we still need a striker, and you'd expect that to be a foreign striker.
Yeah, well, it sort of has to be.
Kind of has to be.
Yeah. unless you got, what's his name at, was it Leicester?
Chris Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That would be amazing if it did. Where is he at the moment? Leeds or something?
Yeah, Leeds now.
Shit.
I don't think he's playing. He was playing for a bit there, but I don't think he's playing recently. But well, he was scoring goals.
Yeah.
I still think that he could do a job.
Yeah. Don't make a fool of yourself.
At a level
higher.
Yeah.
What, Premier League?
No, and he was playing well in the championship.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people who play well in the championship.
Yeah, so...
Dave Nugent's a fucking god in the championship, but...
You know. I think he would do well in a team that got promoted out of the championship. So if he plays in a championship team that goes up...
Yeah,
I agree. And then plays that role, that sort of that second string striker in the
He's a very physical dude, isn't he?
Yeah. He's huge.
Yeah. Oh, well, you could get somebody back. I mean, it would be good to get a New Zealand person back. What's Winston Reid doing these days? Is he still playing Premier League?
Yeah.
I don't actually pay attention. But how old is he?
That won't be for much longer.
Yeah, how old is he?
Young.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, and he wouldn't come back. He'd go back to Holland.
Well, yeah, no kidding. If he's young. I didn't know how old he was. I thought if he was old, there might be a chance. Is there any old New Zealand players that are any good that aren't?
Not at a level that you'd want to take now.
Oh, that's a shame.
There's kind of a generation that's just skipped past. Kind of like Australia, that golden generation of Australians is sort of petering out. Wouldn't want to say golden generation of New Zealanders, but the generation of New Zealanders who have been overseas.
You could call them golden.
No, you can't.
You got to the World Cup. You didn't lose a game.
That World Cup generation.
Yeah.
That top bracket in terms of age are all retiring or getting shit. And the younger guys that were brought into that team are still...
Bit shit.
No, still playing good football.
Yeah.
At a good level.
What was I going to say? You know, there is... talk about it, boys. There is a striker, Nick, who is scoring goals in an international league that you could bring back. But do you dare to?
Who? Who are you talking about?
The king.
What?
Brocky.
Oh, Jizza?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that goal?
No, I haven't.
Oh, fuck, I got to show you this goal.
Yeah.
Mate. Oh. But he scored a cracker.
Yeah.
A fucking Zlatan. Dude,
he's been scoring fucking shit tons of goals over there. I have no idea what the level's like over there.
It's not good.
Well, apparently...
It's like China, I think.
Well, apparently, in South Africa, that level is pretty damn good for African football. Which makes you... It surprises me.
Sorry, pretty damn good for the what?
Like, African football. Like, South Africa's, like, quite high up in the level of African football.
Well, it probably is in terms of dollars, mate. Maybe not much more than that.
Oh, I've heard that it's actually, like... I mean, it's the best organised and the most amount of money.
Yeah.
And as such, it's supposed to be the best, which is a bit of a shock if Brocky's going over there and just kicking ass.
Oh, he's not kicking ass.
He's scoring a lot of goals.
Hold on, chick.
In a team that's not that.
It was on the old Twitter that I tweeted that.
He must be enjoying himself.
Oh, I think he's having a laugh. It does sound like he is sort of a bit of a superstar over there too, which is good for him. Like, great
for the bloke. Not getting that many games.
No.
And neither's
Cernak. Well, he started quite a few.
Cernak's not. Maybe Brocky is just that good.
Hope so.
He did fucking well in the A-League for a while. You got to think about it. Like, that season, did he get Golden Boot that year? Or was he was just off it? Remember that year he just decided suddenly that he would actually score goals?
Yeah, here's the video.
Okay.
And so by video, I mean GIF.
That was a pretty good goal.
It's fucking amazing, mate. Yeah. Like, forced to it. I mean, he's got no one around him, but still. I scored. Oh, it's
good to get it.
I scored one like training last night.
Oh, fuck. Bullshit. You didn't be able to get your leg up that high. I did. That was a good goal.
I did score. It was not a first timer like that. Took a chest down.
There wasn't anybody else around.
Absolutely blasted it, but...
All right, we will go to Mr. Martin.
So things that things are looking pretty good.
Jesus.
Things are looking pretty good for Wellington after looking pretty dire there for a while.
Yeah.
We've got
15 minutes.
Wellington fan,
yeah.
I just want to say thanks to everyone around the league. Because I think there's some great support from around the league.
Yeah.
When push came to shove, everyone was pretty much of the opinion that Wellington's better off being in the league than out.
Yeah, well, except for a couple of really weird people.
True Australian.
Who have some... Is that SodaStream? Oh, it is. Oh, I can't say anything about SodaStream. I'm not allowed
to. Something about Israel and Palestine?
Yeah. I'd just say look it up for yourself, people. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't even understand.
They hire like Palestinians for like $6 a day or something really weird, right?
Yeah, it's essentially slave labor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying boycott Israel or anything here. I'm just saying watch.
It's shady. It's shady as fuck. Yeah,
it is. It's sort of the...
And they do it under like, we're giving them jobs, kind of like, we're helping them.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they actually get funding from other bodies as well to do it. It's so messed up. Shady. Man. It's one of those really... It's like sweatshop bad, but even possibly worse.
Worse, because you're also bombing them.
Yeah, this... Yeah. All right, questions. So, Matt Martin asks, you found an A-League Jesus behind your couch, and he grants you three wishes...
Jesus? Jesus.
And he grants you three wishes, provided they are A-League related. What are they? What are your three A-League wishes?
No more... Lowy?
Oh, really? You're going to go
just
there?
Just a name?
You've got three whole wishes for anything.
Yeah, and you're fuck gonna get rid of a Lowy.
All right, next.
Nah, come on, let's be straight up.
Yeah.
They may have made the league, but they've also run out like their
they're
own
personal
fucking... They're
probably holding it back now, yeah.
...dynasty.
This is true. Next.
A time machine and $10 million so we can sign Henri.
Oh, yeah.
At any stage of his career.
Yeah. And third one.
And oh, I'd like to play. Put me in.
Oh, my God. All right.
With enough talent to be good.
For me...
We're all just failed footballers, you know it.
Second season, Adelaide beats Melbourne 6-0. Because that was fucking painful. I watched that to the end as well.
Even with three wishes, it would still be
Three. Second one, I would say that we finally stop feeling frustrated because the A-League pulls its finger out and becomes the thing we think it could be.
Promotion and relegation?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big South Melbourne fan. No, nah, just, you know.
You're a big fucking Chevette fan. That's what
I know I am. But, you know, I don't know. Just, there's all that fucking, it could be, you know. There's so much could be. Yeah. And there isn't a lot of is.
So, yeah, you kind of want to take away that Euro snobbery.
Yeah, and not just that. I think just the Euro snobbery, but the anti football bullshit and the actually having people who, I don't know.
Want it'd to be really good things. If all football in this country could pull together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be a fucking start, but then it wouldn't be football in Australia. Or New Zealand, by the sounds of it.
It would be good in New Zealand if they could just pull in a direction rather than just lie around going,
I'm on holiday out of internet range.
Follow up to that.
Yeah.
Rumour is that someone was asked to do it.
Yeah.
Didn't know the process.
Oh my God.
And said, that's okay. I'll wait till he's back in tomorrow.
That's amazing.
Not realising that transfer deadline is a hard and fast rule.
That is amazing. Oh, that's just... my third thing would be that each team would have $10 million to spend.
Salary cap goes up.
Well, and they have the money to do it. That would be very good. All right, next one is Matt Martin again. Tired of rehashing NFL movies, Hollywood have decided to make an A-League blockbuster. These questions are brilliant. What's the story and who plays who?
So George Miller has to direct it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, Martin Scorsese. That'd make a good movie. Scorsese did Raging Bull. He's got...
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think, but what? If it's Scorsese, what sort of story have you got? It's got to be more like...
Rags to Riches with an idiot. The Ruben Zadkovich story. Raging Sad.
Inglorious Bastard.
Yeah. Oh, shivers. Oh, what else? I don't know. Who's the Miller Yedinak story?
Oh.
A man who comes from dirty, unliked, unwanted Central Coast Mariners and works his way up to the top of Crystal Palace.
You know what? For me, it would be Berisha.
Yeah?
The story of Berisha.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
And it would be called Ear Bishop swinging in the final.
Oh, my God. I would do one about Santalab.
Oh.
And it would be based off that movie. What's that movie? Crash? Or what's that one?
Crash?
What's the one?
I was thinking of, what's the fake movie in Tropic Thunder?
Oh, yeah, that. No. I was going to do Santalab in that. Yeah, you know that movie with Matt Dillon?
Was it Happy Jack?
Yeah. Oh, that
full,
one.
Never Go Full Retard. Oh,
that's pretty good. No, I'm thinking, was it Drive? No, what the fuck was that movie?
What one?
It's got Matt Dillon in it.
I think it was Crash.
Yeah,
I think everyone's so. In Crash.
Like. Yeah, the one about the racial overtones. That's what I'm thinking of. Or maybe to get even crazier, it could be in The Colour Purple. That'd completely freak him out. All right, to go to the next one. What penalty? This is Ryan's Rovers. What penalties would a builder face if he set up a wall as badly as Izzo does? I think I'd definitely be in a court.
The Resource Management Act? What do you guys have here?
It'd be up on manslaughter charges.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
I've lived with, flattered with builders.
Yeah.
And Izzo is a lot smarter than a lot of fucking shitties.
Don't insult tradies. If you haven't noticed, for some reason, they're lionized in this country as heroes. even though, for some reason, they're allowed to say, I'll be there between 9 and 5. And it's like, that's a long period of time for you to have been somewhere. You could maybe ring me or something, but you know,
lock it down to maybe a 2-hour period. Yeah, no.
I've tradies in my family. But yeah,
we've had tradies. They won't even respond to fucking call.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to come do some work? Blank.
They're making money at the moment, so I don't give a fuck. That's that for the questions. And considering I have to leave in 4 minutes, we're gonna have to go very quickly through the other games.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I'm gonna do my best to distract you.
I know you are, but I'm just gonna ignore you as I normally do. Plus, we've been talking for like 49 minutes of just us two.
Smash. Which is, yeah.
Wellington are playing Melbourne City on Friday night.
Ow.
In Wellington.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
Okay, so I think Melbourne will win.
I also think Melbourne will win.
Western Sydney are playing a revitalised Perth in Pertec.
Western Sydney are a little bit shit.
Yeah, I reckon that will be a draw, which might drag Perth down a little.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm.
See, and they drew with Sydney in the derby, where they really should be getting up.
Yeah, I know. But that's... you know, that's a bloody derby. You can't...
Both teams do perform at a higher level, but
yeah.
I still think... I mean, the Wanderers, after getting fucking thumped the week before by Wellington, don't forget that.
Yeah, that's true.
They should have at least been...
I'm going to say it's going to be a draw. That's what I'm saying. By the way, both of those are on Friday. The Wellington
two fritties.
The Wellington game starts at 5 o'clock here, so that would be 5:30. Eastern Standard. So, yeah, you're going to have to get off work early or something. Or just not watch it.
throat infection.
Yeah, exactly. Adelaide are playing Brisbane on the Saturday at Coopers. I think that might be a bridge too far for Adelaide.
We can't go to that game when we've got this quiz.
Yeah, Brisbane coming off that thumping, but I got a feeling Adelaide's not going to... I had a feeling about this one.
They have been reamed by Brisbane at home.
Yeah.
Quite a lot recently.
I reckon Brisbane will win this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melbourne versus Sydney. Jesus, look at derby after derby after derby at the moment. That's three in a row.
Big Blue.
Yeah. Melbourne versus Sydney. Don't say Big Blue. You know how I feel about that. But they had Adelaide.
The original Melbourne, derby.
Then Adelaide and then Sydney.
Yeah. That's and there was another derby, and the F3 derby was in there somewhere as well.
I reckon Melbourne, it's after the ACL though, and Sydney can stop teams playing because they're like the black hole to football.
I don't see them anti-football. I really don't see them beating. Because
I think it'll be a draw.
When Sydney's ACL game?
No, tonight.
Tonight as well?
Yeah, oh, that's true actually. Both have an ACL game as such.
Melbourne should.
Yeah, I think Melbourne will win. I think Melbourne will win. I'm pretty sure.
That's a point. So Barbarossa is in the ACL squad, but he's not starting tonight.
No, that is also true. The thing with the ACL squad, though, of course, is apparently if they get through the group stage, they can rejig
it.
Yeah, they can rename their squad.
So
if Barbarossa stayed to the end of the season, this season. He can play the group stage and then with Melbourne, and then they can re-put someone else in.
Some sort of Bowie tribute album? That's sick.
Yeah, that's a bit unfortunate though.
It happens though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know, but I don't like it. Central... Oh, good. Woof. Talk about derbies that you just... Yeah. Central Coast are playing
F3 derby this weekend. Yeah. That's what it is.
Central Coast Mariners playing Newcastle at Gosford.
On a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night.
Now they're going to get like 5 people to that game.
Yeah, I know. Newcastle will win that game. Central Coast are that bad.
They should.
They're awful. All right, I think we'll leave it at that.
Nah?
Yeah, I got to go. Vikings is on at 8:30 and I want to watch it.
Not sure what that is.
You haven't watched it? Vikings? It's a good show.
Vikings?
Yeah, Vikings are in it. I've forgotten what his name is. The main guy. But
He's pretty big with them.
It's not like that. But it is like based off their mythology. Not their mythology, but sort of... It's a historical-based thing.
So history and mythology?
Yeah, but they are a little mixed when you come different. To Vikings. Like, as in they said that this guy... Fuck, what was his name? What do they call him? I can't even remember now. But they say, like, his great... grandfather was Odin or something like that, but that's just a given. Anyway, I think we'll leave it. Hopefully next week everybody will be back and this will be less boring.
Don't count on it.
No, I wouldn't count on either, but it's...
Either of those two things will probably be false.
Yes, we've gone to 54 minutes. I think we did pretty well.
We made it.
Yeah. All right.
Peace out.
Bye.